This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Saturday, 15th of August, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Across Israel, it's a warm evening with clear skies. Tel Aviv and Jerusalem are enjoying mild temperatures, perfect for a leisurely night stroll. In Haifa, the evening remains pleasant with a gentle breeze coming in from the Mediterranean. Here are today's headlines. First, in the past hour, Ynet reports the Prime Minister's office says Hezbollah broke the ceasefire, seriously wounding three IDF soldiers. Also, Israel Hayom Hebrew confirms that the IDF launched strikes in southern Lebanon in retaliation to Hezbollah's attack on troops. Also this hour, JNS reveals that a massive Israeli military operation against Iran was halted last week at the last minute, according to a senior government official. Separately, Israel Hayom reports that protesters will gather in Tel Aviv tonight to demand a state commission of inquiry and defend democracy ahead of the upcoming elections. And finally, the Jerusalem Post notes that Iran's Golubov remains in contact with Hezbollah terrorists, despite objections from Lebanon, as the IDF continues to target Hezbollah positions in response to ceasefire breaches. Reaction has been swift on social media. Avigdor Lieberman, an Israeli politician, posted just minutes ago about a visit to Big Golot, stating that the place is bustling with life, and he denounces any attempts to impose religious coercion. Dan Bermawi, a commentator, wrote just now questioning the state of affairs, urging Americans to take back control to prevent extreme changes in governance. Joe Truesman, a security analyst, reported earlier today that the IDF killed Ali Samir al-Haj Hassan, a Hezbollah battalion commander, in a strike in southern Lebanon. Let's go deeper into these stories. Starting with the situation in Lebanon. Earlier today, Ynet reported that the Prime Minister's office accused Hezbollah of violating the ceasefire, leading to three IDF soldiers being seriously injured. In response, Israel Hayom confirmed that IDF strikes targeted Hezbollah positions in southern Lebanon. The escalation raises concerns about further regional instability and potential humanitarian impacts. Turning to the halted operation against Iran. According to JNS, a senior official stated that Israel nearly launched a significant military strike on Iran last week, but the plan was called off at the last minute. The decision follows tense negotiations and international diplomatic efforts to stabilize the situation. The revelation underscores the fragile state of the geopolitical landscape in the region. Meanwhile, in Tel Aviv, protesters are set to gather at Habima Square this evening. As reported by Israel Hayom, they are rallying for democracy and calling for a state inquiry commission, equality and burden sharing, and protection of democratic values. This comes amid heightened political tensions ahead of the upcoming elections, reflecting deep societal divisions. Finally, the Jerusalem Post highlights ongoing tensions as Iran's Golubov continues communications with Hezbollah, even as Lebanon protests such interactions. The IDF's continued strikes against Hezbollah follow these developments, suggesting persistent regional tensions. The situation could further strain Lebanon's internal politics and its relationships with neighboring countries. Turning to business and markets. First, Israel Hayom Business reports on Peleg Yariv, who transitioned from a wounded veteran to a successful real estate entrepreneur in Greece. His journey highlights resilience and adaptability in the face of life-changing challenges. Separately, Ynet Business reveals that Israel Aerospace Industries achieved a record profit of $449 million in the first half of this year, with an order backlog reaching $35 billion. The company says its initial public offering is closer than ever, signaling robust growth and investor interest. And finally, from Mariv Business, 80% of Israeli online shopping remains local, despite the presence of international sites. This trend is driven not just by price, but by consumer preference for local products and services. This reflects the strength and appeal of Israel's domestic market. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Saturday. Our next update is at 9 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.